As I raised the sheaf to my nose for a second whiff, a man in his mid-30s with tight black curls and form-fitting designer jeans jogged over to the table. He slapped a $10 bill on the coffee table and shouted, "Zacatec!" "Excuse me?" He thrust his hand right under my chin, and I instinctively jerked away, trying to protect my personal space. "Zach Cohen, a.k.a. Mr. Hollywood, the man who gets the screenplays onto the big screen." He pumped my hand up and down, and then let go. "I also represent sports writers. All the elite athletes who are able to string a sentence together come to me. Especially the b-ball guys. I just sent out a proposal for a tell-all by one of our most famous Dunston players. Can't name names, but I'm sure you know who I mean." He stood back so that he could take note of how impressed I was by this declaration. I was not impressed, because I didn't know a thing about basketball. This is a grave sin considering I live in central North Carolina, home to several elite basketball programs, but I didn't care. "I'm Lila Watkins," I replied flatly, and then my southern upbringing kicked in. "It's very nice to meet you. Do you mind telling me why you're offering me money?"
"Caffeine run, baby. The Zacatec has to have his double espresso every morning to work his magic."
He cracked his knuckles repeatedly as though already experiencing caffeine withdrawal.
"I wanted to treat you to one, too, seeing as it's your first day on the job. I was hoping you'd run downstairs and get them for us. I'm waiting on a call from New York, and your queries aren't exactly going anywhere, so what do you say?"
I swallowed a mouthful of ire and tried to address Zach as pleasantly as possible. "I'd be glad to go this one time, but I did not accept this position in order to fetch your espresso." Zach smiled and dusted a fleck of lint from his form-fitting black crew neck.
"You're a sassy one. That's good. You actually stand a chance of surviving the summer. The last girl spent half her morning doing coffee runs and spilled at least one latte a day. I kept telling her she couldn't handle the stairs and a tray of coffees wearing those wedge-heeled sandals she liked."
His mouth stretched into what I'm sure he thought was a charming smile. "I doubt the last girl enjoyed playing waitress, and I'm a woman with 20 years of journalism under my belt. I'm here to become an agent, and that's all." I gave Zach a hostile glare, and then realized I'd better start off on the right foot with the young man. After all, I wanted to be one of his equals in 3 months. "But it is very kind of you to buy me a coffee. I never say no to a free latte,"